Chris Difford and Glenn Tilbrook achieved fame as the songwriting team of Squeeze. Chris penned the lyrics to hits like Goodbye Girl.
I met her in a pool room. Her name I didn't catch. She looked like something special, the kind who'd understand.
I think the success of Squeeze is a lot down to nostalgia. I think as you grow older, you kind of look back in your record box and you go, ah, oh, that reminds me, and you put on like an old Squeeze album and it might take you back to your youth and you start getting rejuvenated again. Our albums are like vitamins that you can take throughout the rest of your life and they kind of give you a nice spark.
Chris is currently touring the Eastern United States in support of his new recording, Southeast Side Story, a play on the title of one of the Squeeze's most popular albums, East Side Story. Although he covers Squeeze's songs, he explains his new approach.
It's an album of acoustic songs. Melvin plays pedal steel on most of the tracks, so it kind of gives it a country vibe. And, you know, I didn't want to compete with the originals, because the originals are absolutely great, you know. So we took it down the country road.
She said, I hardly know you.
Squeeze's East Side Story recording sessions were some of the most productive days for the band. A tragic event occurred during those sessions, though, that tempers the fond memories.
We went into the studio for 6 weeks, and we had a very strict regime. You know, we started at 11, we finished at 7, and we ate vegetarian food and we only drank cider. And it was an amazing time. Right in the middle of recording that, it was a very sad turn of events. John Lennon was murdered, and I always remember that album with that happening, because it was a very, very sad day for us all, of course.
Since ending his songwriting collaboration with Glenn, Chris has worked with many other composers. He describes a phone call he got from Elton John.
He called me up and asked me if I had he had a tune that he wanted a lyric for, and I had to sit down. I just couldn't believe he would call me up to ask for a lyric, you know. And he sent me over the tune, and I stayed up all night and wrote the lyric, faxed it back to him. And then he said, okay, come over to the house. I went over to his house, and he put the lyric on the piano, and within 2-3 minutes he'd written it. I mean, that's how quick he works. So it was quite an amazing day. Hairs on the back of my neck were sticking up.
Chris's rich lyrical vocabulary touches on many subjects, including a bulging waistline in one of his new songs.
I'm on the old brown rice and the herbal tea. There's a greater part of me, and it's so hard to put on my socks each morning when I wake.
For his next album, he would like to spend time in the capital of country music.
I'd like to do some writing in Nashville, I think. I mean, I was there the other day, and I must say, it seems like a writer's sort of hole. You know, I'd like to go there and spend some time there.
I'm Larry London, VOA News.